the Valley's housing market is still going strong.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Valley's housing market is continuing to move up. As of the end of April 2018, there were some 8,300 residential units sold in the Valley in the last 12 months, a 4% increase compared to the same period of previous year. And this is happening when the inventory of homes for sale is dropping. While we have not yet reached the overheated 2005-2006 housing market, we are clearly approaching it. The average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley has eased slightly since its March spike. However, it is still more than 9% over its last year's level. And for the first time since 2007, average sales price of local housing exceeded $231,000 in March. The last time we saw an almost 10% increase in local housing prices was in 2007, right before the Great Recession. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%. And while the drop was significant, it was much less than areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession, even in Tampa. Prices eventually exceeded their 2005 level in 2016. 11 years to get back where they were. And mind you, this is just in current dollars. If we adjust it for inflation, they are still 20% down. In the Valley, while housing prices have increased significantly from their recessionary bottom, they have now reached their pre-recessionary high. However, adjusted for inflation, April prices are still 17% below where they were in 2006. One of the reasons that the local housing inventory is so low is that we are not building new homes. New building permits were running at above 400 per month in the Valley during the boom years, and around 100 permits even during the recession. They are now running at around 30 units per month. We are not building new houses anywhere close to what we used to do, even during the dark days of the Great Recession. Okay, so what is the forecast? The housing market is even more sensitive to mortgage rates than it is to inventory, since it is usually the monthly payment that's the final determinant of purchase. And now that the Department of Treasury has announced an additional $955 billion of planned borrowing this year, almost twice that of 2017, mortgage rates are continuing to climb. An average monthly payment for the same loan is now up 8% over its last year levels. Considering increase in the price of housing in the Valley, the average monthly payment for an average sales in the Valley is 20% above what it was in October 2016. This undoubtedly will put a damper on the rising demand for housing. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.